As we can see today, the apostles did exactly what the Lord asked them to do. In our first reading, we heard Peter preaching, repent and be converted. And in the gospel, we heard Jesus asking them precisely to preach to the whole world repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, all these things, as always, are not just interesting, nice things from the past that we should remember. But this is actually at the very core of what we believe. We follow Christ with hope because there is forgiveness. And this means two things. First, if we fall, the Lord is always willing to forgive. Just celebrated last week, the divine mercy of the Lord, and it is really hard not to be moved as we realize just how good the Lord is. Now, it is very, very important to remember something. Jesus, the apostles, the church have always preached forgiveness and repentance, not just forgiveness, forgiveness and repentance. The Lord is willing to forgive if we repent. This is at the heart of the preaching entrusted to the apostles by Christ. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. If someone does not repent of a sin, then the Lord will not forgive that person. Not because the Lord is mad or anything like that. Just because that person does not want forgiveness. Wants to keep doing that, perhaps receiving some reward that will make him or her feel justified. But that's not real forgiveness. And that is actually a mockery of divine mercy. The good news, the real good news, is that if we fall, we can repent. And then be forgiven. This is good news. But there is still better news. It is possible to not fall into sin. And that's the second point. Obviously, this does not mean that in some magical way, at some point, we can live in a state of not having even temptations, any kind of attraction to evil, or that our life will be completely, humanly speaking, perfect. But this does mean that holiness is possible, not just an illusion, an empty word that we repeat without meaning anything at church. Holiness is possible. It is possible to say no to sin and yes to God. It is possible always. St. John says today, in the second reading, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. So yes, if we fall, we can be forgiving as long as we repent. But also, the goal should be, in the first place, to not sin. We should try to not commit any sin. And in many ways, it sounds so obvious. And yet we should really think about this. Do we believe that this is possible? Do we aim for not sinning? And maybe for many of us here, the aim, the goal in our spiritual life has changed, has evolved. Maybe there's a certain state of freedom from some bad sins from the past, which is a great thing. But then there may be some kind of acceptance of other sins. Maybe not as bad, we think. Perhaps more subtle or more secret. Maybe mostly sins of thought or omission. Different sins, but still real sins. And as John also said today, those who say, I know him, Christ, but do not keep his commandments are liars. Of course, some sins are more serious than others, but we should sincerely try to reject anything, we should sincerely try to keep all of the commandments. Otherwise, we can become liars. We've heard these readings how many times in life? We cannot even count. We should pray now that, as the Lord did with the apostles, he opens our minds so that we can really understand these scriptures. So if today, as we think again about these things, as we pray that the Lord will open our minds, which sometimes are closed, at least partially closed, if today we can understand these scriptures just a little bit more, then this will be a good day. Then we have reason to give thanks and celebrate this Mass, because we will experience some of that joy and peace and hope that the risen Christ brought to the apostles. Because, yes, if we fall, forgiveness is offered as long as we repent. But also we have received the freedom to reject sin. Because we are disciples of Christ, and Christ is risen because he overcame sin and death in the resurrection. So let's make Christ's victory our victory as we sincerely repent of our sins and as we sincerely fight the good fight so that we try to avoid sin, any sin. And if there's a part of us that is somewhat incredulous, let us remember that the Lord comes to us here in the breaking of the bread. So rather than incredulous, let us be amazed because the Lord is this good and because our life can be really good as well.